I'd like to say welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. This is Carla McNeil calling, talking. I'm really glad that you have joined us today on the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I know I say this every week, but my gosh, time is so important, and I had that pointed out to me today more than once, how important and critical our time is and how we choose to spend it. Is really just that. It is a choice. So I thank you very much for choosing to spend the time to listen to this teleclass. And I'd like to just dive right in. Here we go. I'd like you to grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes. Write down today's date, Tuesday, September the 30th, 2008. And my name is Carla McNeil, and I can be contacted at Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's Carla at retirewithcarla.com. Or my direct phone line is 778-835-4032. And I respond to emails on that, and I also am the one who answers the calls from that telephone. So if you have any questions or comments as we're going along tonight and you're too shy to come online, please do email me or Skype me your questions, and I will be glad to address them as at the end of the call. So what I want to talk about tonight is, are you applying enough pressure to yourself? You think, what do you mean, am I applying enough pressure? Well, one of the things that I have discovered in my journey of personal development is that I must make that choice to step into success, or I can just stand in failure. But I need to be able to apply the pressure to myself in order to move forward and in order to take those steps into success. So one of the questions I want to ask you is, do you wait until the last minute to finish a task or a project or a chore? Are you one of those people who accomplishes 70% of the project in the last 10% of the time? That is you applying pressure to yourself. Now, some of us work way better by doing little bits and pieces of the project, task, or chore as we go along. And others work much better when they are under the gun, got to get it done, it's due tomorrow, it's due in 2 hours, it's due in 20 minutes. Some people are much better when they are applying that pressure to themselves. So we need to be able to recognize where we fall on that scale and realize how best we react. Because if we don't apply any pressure at all to ourselves, then we aren't going to continue to learn and to grow, and we aren't going to be stepping up into the success that we want in our lives. And we all want success in our lives, whether it be emotionally, with relationships, with family, with business, with finances. We all want some form of success in our life. And many times what we do as human beings is that we invest all that time in feeling guilty, and we are wasting our own time. And as you know, I start this teleclass every single time with thank you for valuing your time and sharing your time with us. And so when we get to the point of at the end of that project and we're feeling so guilty, oh, why didn't I do something sooner? Oh, I should have spent more time. Oh, why did I waste my time on that thing and not get this project started? We as human beings need to learn that, okay, we recognize that's how we cope best and we work best under pressure. So stop feeling guilty about it. Stop beating ourselves up over it. Because when we stop that little bit of beating up and investing in that guilt, we then have more time and more energy to invest in the project or the chore or the task that we want to get done. The other thing that we do in order to not apply the pressure is we hide behind our responsibilities. And I used to do this so well, hide behind my responsibilities. Like, okay, what do you mean by that, Carla? Well, many times when I have talked to people about a home-based business, they say, oh, well, I don't have the time to do something like that. I am so busy. I have my family. I have my job. I have my charities. I have my hobbies. We all have those different responsibilities in our life. But what we need to decide is, I could do this if I really wanted to. So are you applying the pressure to your own life to do what it is that you really want to do? Now, sometimes those tasks or chores are not really things that we want to do, but we want that end result. We want that relationship to work well. We want that financial freedom. We want to be able to take our family to Disneyland. We want that end result. So instead of hiding behind the fact that I've got to take my niece to soccer. I have got to take my dog to the vet. Yes, those are all things that need to be done. But when we decide that we could do this if we really wanted to, if we really want that result, we could get this done, then we will make a decision. We will stop investing in that guilt. We will stop hiding behind the responsibilities, and we will figure out a way to get it done. Because there's a law out there, like the law of gravity. It's called the law of growth. And the law of growth is really very universal. And in order to exist, we need to grow. And how we grow is our choice. What seeds do we want to plant? Do we want to plant the seeds of not getting something done? Or do we want the seeds of developing those success habits, applying the pressure, and stepping into the successful life that we know we deserve? Because we all deserve that successful life. I love this great quote. It's, pressure is a word that is misused in our vocabulary. When you start thinking of pressure, it's because you started to think of failure. And that's a quote from Tommy Lasorda. The great Tommy Lasorda, says Carly McNeil, the basketball, or pardon me, the baseball fan. Chicago Cubs. But applying the pressure, many of us think of it as we're starting to fail. The pressure's coming. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? The pressure's coming. But when you stop and think about what happens out there in life, I don't know what city you're in, but I'm here in the city of Vancouver, British Columbia. And we are a city that's situated out near the water, and we've got the border to the United States on one side, and we've got a range of mountains on the other side. So as we grow, and we have been doing a lot of growing as a city lately, we have to move further and further out into what we call the Fraser Valley. And that puts more and more pressure on the highways. Because everybody wants to come into the downtown core, which is right on the beautiful Pacific Ocean here. It's absolutely fabulous place to live, unless you got to commute to work. So that pressure gets added, and that pressure gets added, and that pressure gets added. And what happens? Do we as a society give up and say, oh, well, too bad, you know, it's just going to take you that much longer to transit into work? Your commute time, instead of being an hour and a half, is now going to be 2 hours. And in 3 years from now, it's going to be 4 hours. Or do we take the action as a society, as a city, to do something to relieve that pressure? Do we add something else for transit? Do we add highways? Do we add bridges? Here in Vancouver, what we're doing is we're twinning the bridge. So we're building another bridge that's going to alleviate some of the pressure for all of that traffic coming into the downtown core. So we, as a society, as a city, are going to step into success. We are going to do something to alleviate that pressure. We're going to do something a little different. When we learn to apply that concept in our life, instead of taking a look at the pressure and doing like Tommy Lasorda said we do, do we misuse that word pressure, and do we think of it as, oh, I'm going to fail, and then give up? Or do we choose to do something different and step into our own success? Because we all have those little habits. What is your it? What is it that stops you when that pressure starts and you start to feel that pressure? Next time that happens to you, I want you to stop and think, oh, what am I automatically doing here? Now, sometimes in the beginning, like me, I didn't recognize what that habit was until I was all the way in it. I was already doing stress eating. That was one of the things I used to do. So as I learn to recognize where that pressure point is, what my habit is, what that habit, what my it is, you, like I, can learn how to change it, how to react differently. Because we as human beings, I just watched the movie What the Bleep Down the Rabbit Hole this weekend. And one of the things that's in that movie is that we as human beings are bombarded every second with 400 billion bits of information. And we as human beings in our life, we choose to process only 2,000. So when we choose that habit, for me, when I chose, in past tense, when I chose that habit of stress eating, I was choosing a very narrow 2,000 bits of information. So I have decided that I am going to choose a different 2,000 bits of information. And it is just a choice. It's recognizing that they are habits. We can change our habits. Thousands and millions of people have learned how to stop that stress eating habit. Millions of people have learned how to quit smoking. Millions and millions of people have learned how to make their life better, how to step into that success. If they can do it, I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. It's all just that little choice. One of the things that happens to us, and one of the reasons why it's so difficult sometimes to recognize what these habits are, is because we get these habits from our parents. We take on the passions that our parents had, that we saw. So did we create the positive ones that are assisting us in creating a better life? Or did we pick up some of the bad ones? When I walk down the sidewalk today in Metro Vancouver here, I walk down the sidewalk, I see people who are overweight. And because I am now choosing a different 2,000 bits of information, I'm now seeing a lot more overweight people than I used to see. Because I'm a non-smoker, I see a lot more smokers than I used to see. So I'm choosing a different 2,000 bits. So those people who are doing the overeating and the smoking, what are the passions that they're creating in their children, in the people that they are surrounding or who are surrounding them? Are they creating a generational curse? Because another great quote I found is, children have never been good at listening to their elders, but they have never failed to imitate them. And that's a quote by James Baldwin. And that is so true. I can remember my father saying to me, "Do as I say, not as I do." And my dad had some pretty, pretty bad habits, and I picked up a few of them along the way. But one of the great ones that I picked up from my father was networking. Because wherever we went, that was what I saw my dad do. I saw my dad initiate conversations with people. I saw my dad building relationships with people. I saw my dad doing things for other people. And he did that my whole life. He still does that to this day. And while I laugh, I tell my dad that I give him the credit for the fact that I love multi-level marketing, because it's all about networking and it's all about creating relationships. And he poo-hoos that idea. He says, no, that's not like me. But my mother laughs, because it is my dad. My dad is an awesome networker. And I am very grateful that was one of the good habits that I picked up. Because now I get to build this home-based business in an industry that allows me to do something that I love. I love talking to people. I love doing things for other people. And it assists people in their own success, just in what I'm doing here tonight, by sharing with you what has assisted me in stepping out into success and applying that pressure in my own life will assist some other people in doing it as well. So that example from my dad was pretty priceless, even though he still to this day he doesn't agree that he had much say in that. So we need to learn to recognize when we are backing off from that pressure, when we are moving into the habits that are not the success habits, the ones that we need to change. And we also need to recognize the habits that we have that are good, that are leading us towards success. One of the other ones that my father taught me was to be timely. Now, my husband and I have sometimes a disagreement on that. He thinks being timely is being 10 minutes early. I believe being timely is being there on time. Different perspective. We are each choosing a different 2,000 bits of information. And we have learned how to balance that in our relationship. But when we learn to use the hard times and to recognize that pressure, and we learn to be patient and have the faith that we can work through that pressure. I spent some time up in Hay River in the Northwest Territories, and I was there for winter. I was there for ice breakup. Now that was an awesome display of pressure in the springtime, when that river finally broke up and finally started to move. The ice chunks were huge. I really had no idea that they were going to be as big as they were, but it was a phenomenal thing in nature to watch that river that had been frozen solid. I mean, it was frozen so hard, we drove vehicles across it. There were ice bridges across the river. And that is one of nature's wonderful examples of building up the pressure. Now, Mother Nature doesn't give up, and say, oh, well, the ice is just too much for me this winter. I'm just going to let it stay around all summer. No. They persevere. They are patient, practicing perseverance. And we need to learn to apply those in our life as well. Practicing the patience, practicing the perseverance, because that is how we become successful. I'll bet you anything, if we were to ask Donald Trump if those were a couple of the characteristics he had that allowed him to build his billion-dollar business, he'd probably agree with us. He's probably submitted a heck of a lot of bids for properties around the world that he hasn't gotten. That's what it takes. It's that patience, it's that perseverance. So, another thing we need to learn to recognize is when we wish for something, or we ask for something, or we pray for something, or we do affirmations for something, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be handed to us on a silver platter. I personally, one of my affirmations is that I am building a team of dream achievers. Now, I know that that's going to take patience and perseverance, and that this whole team of dream achievers are not just going to be dumped in my lap. I have to go looking for them. But what I'm realizing as I'm going down this personal development journey and building my home-based business is that I am coming up against pressure points all the time. And when I think back of pressure points that I came to last year at this time versus this year at this time, well, last year's ones seem really simple now. So what happens is we aren't necessarily given exactly what we want right off the bat, but we are given the opportunity to develop the skills so that we get better. So I, on my journey, am becoming a better team leader. I am practicing my patience and my perseverance in my own learning so that I become that better learner that attracts, using the law of cause and effect, that team of dream achievers, the team of business builders. So think about when you're a kid and you really wanted that bicycle, and you wished and you prayed and you nagged your parents for that bicycle. You asked God, whatever God means to you. You wanted that bicycle so bad. But sometimes, in order to develop other skills, our parents gave us that opportunity to develop some patience and some perseverance and said, okay, what we'll do is we'll get you that bike for your birthday. Your birthday's in 6 months, but you have to pay for half. So, what are some of the things that you can do that is going to earn you some money so that you will have half the money it takes for that bicycle by the time the 6 months is up and your birthday comes around? So, our parents are giving us the opportunity to develop those other skills, and as a result, we get that awesome bicycle. I know I sure loved my first bicycle. In fact, I think my mother still has it. I'm not sure if she rides it anymore, but I think she still has it. So, the patience and the perseverance when that pressure is applied. There is a theory out there, it's called Prigogine's theory. And it's the same concept. When we hit that pressure point, what we need to do is we need to grow through that pressure point. And once we do, and we find different habits to allow us to get past that pressure point, to allow us to develop those skills, learn those new things that we need to learn, we come to a better place and we can handle more. We have a new skill. We know something different. We react in a different way. So we remain patient. We practice the perseverance and are now stepping into the success. In wrapping up tonight's call, are you applying enough pressure? Are you stepping out into success? Take a look at the habits. What do you do when those pressure points hit? Are you giving yourself that opportunity to develop a new skill, to become even better than you already are? When you come across those examples, I would love to hear about them. Send me an email at carla@retirewithcarla.com or give me a phone call at 778-835-4032 and let me know, what are some of the habits that you've come across? What are some of the things that you have done differently? I am building a team of dream achievers. What's your dream? I'm looking for people who want to play in a team environment, who want to be coached, who want to be mentored, who want to be supported. Is that you? If that's you, go to retirewithcarla.com, submit your name and your phone number, and I'll give you a call. And we can talk about the team environment, being supported, and whether or not you're a right fit for the team. Because I am applying the pressure. I am being patient. I am persevering. Because I know that I am building a team of dream achievers. Are you one of them? So I'd like to thank you very much for listening today. And I'd like to know if anyone out there has a comment or a question this evening. Oh, here is an email from Julie, as I checked my email. And Julie wants to know what I do now instead of the stress eating. Well, one of the things I do is I drink a lot more water. I have a lot more, I make sure that I have water available with me all the time. And I really do find that helps bring the stress level down in my body. And the other thing that I do is exercise. And building this business, doing all this personal development has actually got me into the gym. Me, who 3 years ago went, ew, I don't run, now run on a treadmill. Interesting. Different choices, choosing a different 2,000 bits of information. So thank you, Julie, for your question. And if that assists you in any way, I'm more than happy to share what I'm up to. So that's the end of our time this evening. Just one last, anyone else out there have a question or a comment this evening? Great. Well, thank you very much for taking the time. And I look forward to hearing your voice on another terrific Tuesday teleclass. And if you are interested in reading the articles instead of listening to the teleclass, you can Google my name. And I have a bunch of articles out there that I write based on the teleclass. And I'd love to hear what you like best about them. So thanks very much for tuning in, and I'll hear you again next week. And remember to have fun.